Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2018. Growing Up in New Zealand Study. This is a 21-year study of 7,000 children born in Auckland and Waikato 10 years ago. Yesterday, the Social Development Minister, Kamel Sepuloni, announced a grant of nearly $2 million to continue this study. This is a longitudinal study, which means the researchers follow the same children for many years. This study follows them until they are 21. It is conducted by the University of Auckland. The parents were interviewed in the last 3 months of the mother's pregnancy, when the child was 9 months old, 2 years, 4.5 years, and the latest one was 8 years old. As well as face-to-face interviews, there have been telephone interviews in between these times. At the age of 8, each child was asked to fill in a 2-day diary, giving answers about one day at school and the other day in the weekend. They could draw pictures also, and some of these pictures are on the web page of this study. New Zealand is well known for two very important longitudinal studies nearly 40 years ago, one in New Zealand and the other in Christchurch. They are still continuing. This Auckland study will give information about children born in the 21st century. This information concerns the children's health and well-being, family life, education, psychological development, neighbourhood and environment, culture and identity. Some interesting statistics from their study show a very ethnically diverse group of children. 24% identify as Maori, 21% Pacifica, and 16% Asian. Nearly half identify with more than one ethnicity. Although the children were born in Auckland or Waikato, they will be interviewed no matter where they live until they are 21.